welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We're going to return to a topic we've talked about over the years. That's our friend prostate cancer, particularly localized prostate cancer. You've chosen an article from the Annals of Family Medicine. We'll get to that in a second. I do want to, though, make some mention of something that's happened in the past week or so. And it is the news that popped up this week in lots of national magazines and newspapers based on a study from Northwestern University. The study reported that cases of advanced aggressive prostate cancer had actually risen between 2004 and 2013. The implication being that, you know, if we're doing less screening, you know, we're missing lots of advanced cases. Newsweek and NBC and CBS and, of course, Fox News were all organizations that covered the study and pitched it just the way I just did. The problems is the report suggested that the recent medical advice was wrong and that we needed to go back to screening. The frightening news, though, turned out to be a completely false alarm when epidemiologists and even the relatively conservative American Cancer Society went back and looked. Not only was the study extremely poorly done, but it was promoted by a misleading news release, which unfortunately is what lots of these news organizations these days are using. You know, for full disclosure, as a news journalist here, as a doctor, most organizations have gotten rid of us. It used to be that there were several doctors at the New York Times and the Washington Post and yada, 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 and the LA Times, and there now are none or one, you know, sort of part-time person. But this is exactly what happens when something isn't carefully vetted. Anyways, according to the American Cancer Society, which posted a statement on their website, they challenged the findings and said that the study methods don't pass muster and that there are no conclusions that can be drawn from the study. Anyways, moving on to this week's topic, which is the question, what do men with localized prostate cancer believe about their likely outcomes with treatment and without treatment? Again, sort of a nice little study published in, as I said, the Annals of Family Medicine, starts on page 208. Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, we all know that localized prostate cancer has a pretty good prognosis typically. And so these researchers, they were from the Metro Detroit Cancer Surveillance System. I used to live in Metro Detroit. I used to teach at Wayne State University. So shout out to the Detroiters. They identified 118 black men and 119 white men. They were all under 75 years of age. They all had a diagnosis of localized prostate cancer. And they asked the men about their cancer treatment choice. So watchful waiting or more aggressive treatment, surgery, radiation, why they made that choice, what options were offered and recommended. They also, and here's really the subject of this study, they also asked them two additional questions. How long do you expect you would live without any treatment for your prostate cancer? And how long do you expect you'd live with your treatment of choice for your prostate cancer? Without treatment, 33% of the men thought that they would live less than 5 years without treatment. 40% thought they'd live 5 to 10 years. Only about a quarter thought they would live more than a decade. When asked how long they would live with treatment, almost 90% thought they'd live more than a decade. There was no big difference between groups by race or actual tumor risk. There were some minor differences based on whether they had, their treatment choice, which kind of makes sense, and their overall perception of the seriousness of cancer and so forth. So basically, men under 75 with localized prostate cancer grossly underestimate their survival chances without treatment, and they significantly overestimate the survival benefit, the difference between treated versus untreated survival with prostate cancer. So I think it's really important because as we're moving into an era where we're encouraging watchful waiting for many men who have an appropriate low-grade prostate cancer, it's really important that we understand these perceptions, understand the reasons behind them, and try to address them.
Right. No, I couldn't agree more. Again, a lot of this has to do with media, and a lot of it has to do with hype and how different stakeholders are promoting things. You know, if you're going to convince people that they're going to undergo watchful waiting, and the message is, you know, we want to save money, so we don't want to treat you, mm-hmm. you know, people are going to get angry. If the message is there's not really data that we're going to be benefiting you and we might be causing harms, it's a very different message. So
sure.
It's really important to understand how these guys are thinking about this. And, you know, while obviously women don't suffer from prostate cancer, there are lots of things, you know, perhaps at the top of the list would be breast cancer, where there are similar misunderstandings. And we mm-hmm. just have to do a better job.
Yep.
Anyways, thanks, Mark. Talk to you again next week.
Yep. Good study. Thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.